Ukraine security issue.
The General Staff of the Ukrainian Armed Forces reported that the Russian army continues to bomb and shell Ukrainian cities, using all available types of weapons, including those banned by international conventions. On Monday, Ukrainian defenders of Mariupol reported a chemical attack in which three people, including civilians, were badly poisoned. Hours earlier, senior Russian military commanders stated openly the possibility of using chemical weapons against Ukrainians. Ukraine's Deputy Defense Minister Hanna Maler said in a comment that the information was being checked and that it was impossible at the moment to identify the chemical agent used by the Russians. It is a proven fact that the chemical attack did take place. The agent is being identified, Maler said. One of the poisoned civilians said that he saw a cloud of white smoke that looked like fog and then heard a noise in his ears and was unable to move. Another poisoned civilian, an elderly woman, is in worse condition, according to the military doctor who is now treating the poisoned civilians.
За результатами проведеного огляду можна зробити висновок, що були застосовані або.
After the examination, we can conclude that it was a heavy action toxic agent with a suffocating effect. Unfortunately, it's impossible to make an exact diagnosis because we're under siege and we can't make any toxicological assays. We're treating the patients for all possible effects, said the military doctor. The Ukrainian military intelligence warns that the Kremlin is planning a series of terrorist acts on Russian territory. Russian special services are likely to blow up apartment blocks, hospitals and schools, even when there are people inside, in order to put the blame on the Ukrainian military. The main purpose is to fan anti-Ukrainian sentiments among Russians, said Kirilo Budanov, chief of the main intelligence department of the Defense Ministry. Also, according to him, trenches are actively dug in the Belgorod and Kursk oblasts, bordering on Ukraine, in order to make Russians panic in fear of a widely announced assault by Ukrainian volunteer battalions and sabotage groups. They are planning explosions in Russian apartment blocks or missile strikes, in order to accuse the Ukrainian armed forces and volunteer battalions. The purpose is to create an emotional picture of atrocities of Ukrainian nationalists. It's quite probable that such terrorist acts will be presented as acts of revenge for Bucha and Kramatorsk. They are also meant to justify the inhuman acts against Ukrainian civilians, said Kirilo Budanov. The National Security and Defense Council said in a statement that Russia has launched an international disinformation campaign against Ukraine. Disseminating its false narratives, the Kremlin propaganda uses its pseudo-experts. They also engage Brian Berletic, a former US Marine and a supporter of the Putin regime. With his help, the English language and Russian language segments of the Kremlin propaganda try to shift the blame for the deaths of civilians in Ukraine on the Ukrainian armed forces, the statement says. According to the Security Service of Ukraine, the SBU, one of the Kremlin's plans in Ukraine was to create so-called people's republics in the western regions of the country, including through the use of force. To this end, Russian agents guided and coordinated destabilizing and subversive activities of special criminal groups. Members of one such groups were detained in the Ivano-Frankivsk and Khmelnytsky regions, the SBU press service said in a statement. The Russian soldier who raped a baby in Bucha during its occupation has been identified. The Ukrainian law enforcement have established his full name and place of birth, Pskov. They have found that the man filmed the process with his cell phone and sent the video to his acquaintances, President Volodymyr Zelensky said in his address to the Lithuanian parliament. He said that even knowing about such abominable atrocities, the governments of some EU member countries are still undecided about stopping or at least limiting imports of Russian energy resources.
Сотні європейських компаній і банків не тільки досі не відмовились працювати на російському ринку, але й демонструють відверту зневагу у відповідь на вимоги.
Hundreds of European companies and banks are still working in the Russian market and are even demonstrating open disregard in response to the demands to stop financing Russia's war machine through their taxes and excise duties. The EU can and must do it in its sixth sanctions package, which must include oil supplies and all Russian banks, not some of them. A concrete deadline must be set for an EU member country to stop or at least significantly limit imports of Russian oil, natural gas and other resources, said Volodymyr Zelensky. The number of Ukrainians returning from abroad keeps growing. Every day, between 25,000 and 30,000 people cross into Ukraine. Andriy Demchenko, spokesman for the State Border Service, said on Tuesday. According to him, since February 24th, when Russia invaded Ukraine, a total of 4.3 million people have crossed the Ukrainian border either way. The overwhelming majority of them have left the country, escaping from the war. 870,000 have returned to Ukraine, Demchenko said, noting that the lines at border crossing checkpoints have thinned out.